Hello, family and friends. The title of today's message is The Ten Commandments. Let's pray. Father, we come today so thankful. You are such a good God. Your mercies are new every day, Father. Teach us through your word today about your Ten Commandments, Father, and their applicability to our lives today. We're ready to receive, Father, listen to you, and obey. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, folks, we're going to talk today about this topic, the Ten Commandments. Folks, we live in a time when most of the world ignores the Ten Commandments, even many that call themselves Christians. Of course, because of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, we are saved by grace through our confession of Jesus as our Lord and Savior. But that doesn't eliminate the Ten Commandments. Those commandments are guardrails in our lives to keep us out of the ditches of life. We are called to live holy, to be a bright light for Jesus. We can't be a bright light if we are continually breaking the Ten Commandments. Also, we can't just pick our favorite commandments and follow just those, because God set all Ten Commandments. Let's talk about that today and start in Exodus chapter 20 in the Amplified Bible, starting in verse 1, the Ten Commandments. 1, then God spoke all these words. 2, I am the Lord your God, who has brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. Folks, God brought us out of darkness. It's not much for him to ask us to be obedient to his ways, including the Ten Commandments. 3, you shall have no other gods before me. My friends, I know it's popular in the world now to pick out your favorite god, and there's all these different ways, the world says, to get to a heaven, that you can just choose your god. But there's only one true God, and he sent his son Jesus. 4, you shall not make for yourself any idol or any likeness, form, manifestation of what is in heaven above or on the earth beneath, or in the water under the earth as an object of worship. Folks, these days people worship many things. Movie stars, sports, and the list goes on and on, but we're not to have any idol. Now verse 5, you shall not worship them nor serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous, impassioned God, demanding what is rightfully and uniquely mine, visiting, avenging the iniquity, sin, guilt of the fathers of the children, that is, calling the children to account for the sins of their fathers, to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me. My friends, there's generational curses from people that have family members that have cursed Jesus, but we can get out of any generational curse by receiving Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior and be bathed in his precious blood. 6, but showing graciousness and steadfast loving kindness to thousands of generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. Folks, notice those that love God and keep his commandments, and God will show graciousness and loving kindness to us. 7, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, that is, irreverently, in false affirmation, or in ways that impugn the character of God, for the Lord will not hold guiltless nor leave unpunished the one who takes his name in vain, disregarding its reverence and its power. My friends, we should not be taking God's name in vain. It's amazing how many people that go to church on Sundays, and you'll hear cuss like a sailor on Monday through Friday and Saturdays. We are not to take the Lord's name in vain. That shows irreverence to God and his holiness. Now verse 8. Remember the Sabbath, seventh day, to keep it holy, set apart, dedicated to God. Folks, one day of our week should be totally committed to God, and that includes church attendance. You know, church doesn't get us to heaven, but God calls us to be in church on Sundays to serve him. 9, 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. Verse 10, but the seventh day is a Sabbath, a day of rest dedicated to the Lord your God. On that day you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter or your male servant or your female servant or your livestock or the temporary resident, foreigner, who stays within your city gates. 11. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and everything that is in them, and he rested, ceased, on the seventh day. That is why the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy, that is set apart for his purposes. My friends, the Sabbath is set apart for God's purposes, not our purposes. In fact, our lives should be led by God's purposes, not what our flesh wants to do, but what God wants us to do and calls us to do, and that's to be a blessing. Verse 12, honor, respect, obey, care for your father and your mother, so that your days may be prolonged in the land of the Lord your God gives you. Folks, we're all called to honor our fathers and our mothers. That doesn't mean our parents are perfect, but we show honor for them. We respect them. We obey them. We care for them in their later years, and we are a blessing to them for all they've done to us. And guess what? That adds days to our life. 13, you shall not commit murder, unjustified, deliberate homicide. My friends, this one's such a sad one. We have people on TV screaming and yelling for the right to murder the unborn children. Totally unjustified, deliberate homicide of an unborn baby that God knew every hair on that child's head, knew that child as it was formed in the womb. But we have to choose, will we obey God or we make it easy on our flesh? 14, you shall not commit adultery. Folks, that's sexual relations outside of marriage between a man and a woman. I know society's very confused, but God's not confused, and God is not going to change. Let's go to Matthew here for a second, 5:27-29 in the Amplified. You have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. 28, but I say to you that everyone who so much as looks at a woman with lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. 29, if your right eye makes you stumble and leads you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. That is, remove yourself from the source of temptation, for it is better for you to lose one of the parts of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. My friends, Jesus shows us in the Word of God that adultery is evil and a sin, but additionally, so would any sexual impurity. It's not worth any of us going to hell over. Now let's go back to Exodus chapter 20, and let's go to verse 15. You shall not steal secretly, openly, fraudulently, or through carelessness. Folks, we should not be stealing, even in carelessness or by accident. God is holy, and we should be holy also. 16, you shall not testify falsely, that is, lie, withhold, or manipulate the truth against your neighbor or any person. My friends, I know it's common in the government to lie like nothing, but none of us are allowed to lie. That breaks the Ten Commandments. 17, you shall not covet, that is, selfishly desire and attempt to acquire your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife or his male servant or his female servant or his ox or his donkey or anything that belongs to our neighbor. Folks, we're not to covet anything that our neighbor has, including his wife or his stuff. Now, closing today, 2 Chronicles 7:14 in the Amplified. And my people who are called by my name, humble themselves and pray and seek, crave, require as a necessity, my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear them from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. My friends, if we're truly seeking God and turning from wickedness, that includes obeying the Ten Commandments. Let's choose obedience. Let's pray. Father, we're so thankful for your Ten Commandments. We choose to obey you, Father, not to ignore your commandments, Father, but but to follow your ways, to live a life of holiness. We thank you for helping us, and thank you for your mercy. We miss you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, folks, you can contact us at celebratejesusministry@gmail.com. We love you all. Please go talk to someone about Jesus today. And remember, Jesus thought about you on the cross at Calvary, and he's coming back soon.